Fet Life Station, The Vibe Starter, featured guest DJs, music news, the hottest DJs from around the world.
Love on the rocks, ain't no surprise. Just pour me a drink and I'll tell you some lies. Got nothing to lose, so you just sing the blues all the time. Gave you my heart, gave you my soul. You left me alone here with nothing to hold. Yesterday's gone, now all I want is a smile. They say they want you. What you need, you can say what you want, not much you can do when the feeling is gone. Maybe blue skies above, but it's cool when your love's on the rocks. It ain't no big surprise. Just pour me a drink and I'll tell you my lies. Yesterday's gone, and now all I want is a smile.
FetLifeStation.com. Welcome back once again, your man Lester Kenyon right here. Do you remember this song? That's how we doing it, people. Do you remember this song?
Hardly talk to me anymore. When I come through the door at the end of the day,
I remember when you couldn't wait to love me. You used to hate to leave me.
When it's good for you, babe, and you're feeling all right,
when it just roll over and turn out the light. And you don't bring me flowers anymore.
It used to be so natural talk about forever, what used to be's don't count anymore. They just lay on the floor till we sweep them away.
Baby, I remember all the things you taught me.
I learned how to laugh and I learned how to cry. So you think I could learn how to tell you goodbye?
You don't bring me flowers
anymore. Don't say you need me,
and you don't sing me love songs. You don't bring me flowers anymore.
Yes, indeedy. Yes, indeedy. You don't bring me flowers anymore. That's Mr. excuse me. That's Mr. Neil Leslie Diamond. Born January 24th, 1941. Neil Diamond, Neil Leslie Diamond, is an American singer, songwriter, musician, and an occasional actor. He has sold more than 130 million records worldwide, making him one of the best-selling musicians of all times. He has had 10 number one singles on the Hot 100 and Adult Contemporary charts. That's right, Mr. Neil Leslie Diamond. You don't bring me flowers anymore. Singing on that song is also the one and only Barbara Streisand. Yeah, you know her. Barbara. Show enough. Yeah. This music here is something that should never, ever, ever go away. Do you remember this song?
Yeah. Took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces for a taste of your whiskey. I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep, 'cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. Be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em,
when to hold 'em,
know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em. Know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the deal is done.
Yeah, you gotta know when to hold 'em. You gotta know when to fold 'em. That's right. Kenneth Ray Rogers, born August 21st, 1938. Alrighty, was an American singer, songwriter, also an actor. He was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2013. Kenny Rogers was particularly popular with country audiences, but also charted more than 120 hit singles across various genres, topping a country and pop album charts for more than 200 individual weeks in the United States alone. He sold more than 100 million records worldwide during his lifetime, making him one of the best-selling music artists of all time. His fame and career span multiple genres: jazz, folk, pop, rock, and country. He remade his career and was one of the most successful crossover artists of all times. Kenny, or better known as Kenneth Ray Rogers. Once again, August 21st, 1938 to March 20th, 2020. Kenny Rogers, you gotta know when to hold them, and you gotta know when to fold them. Now, do you remember this song?
Sunshine, blue skies, please go away. My girl has found another and gone away. With her went my future. My life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. 'Cause so badly, I wanna go outside. But everyone knows supposed to cry. Listen, I gotta cry, 'cause crying eases the pain. Oh yeah, people, this hurt I feel inside, words could never explain.
rain. I just wish it would rain. Oh, let it rain, 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 rain. Ooh, baby, let it rain. Oh, yeah, let it rain. Tear-stained face pressed against the window pane. My eyes search the skies desperately for rain. Cause raindrops behind my teardrop, and no one will ever know that I'm crying, crying when I go outside. To the world outside my tears, I refuse to explain. Oh, I wish it would rain.
That's right. That's right. The one and only, the mighty, mighty Temptations. Temptations are an American vocal group from Detroit, Michigan, who released a series of successful singles and albums with the Motown sound. Yeah, Motown Records during the 1960s and the 1970s. The group's work with producer Norman Whitfield, beginning with the top 10 hit singles, Cloud Nine, in October of 1968, pioneered psychedelic soul and was significant in the evolution of R&B and soul music. The band members are known for their choreography, distant harmonies, and their stylish dress code. Having sold tens of millions of albums, the Temptations are among the most successful groups in popular music today. That's right. The mighty, mighty Temptations. Now, do you remember this song?
Star of the East, O Bethlehem Star, guiding us on to heaven afar. Sorrow and grief are lulled by thy light, the hope of each mortal in death's lonely night. And tranquil we look up to thee, knowing thou beams through eternity. Help us to follow where thou still dost guide, pilgrims of earth. Watch o'er us still, till life has soul, while round us here the dark billows roll. Lead us from sin to glory afar, the star of the east, thou sweet Bethlehem star.
Yes, yes, yes. Do you remember that song? Tell me you do. Tell me you do, tell me you do, tell me you do. Judy Garland. Yeah, that's Judy, Judy Garland. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. Now, Judy Garland, born Frances Ethel Gumm, June 10th, 1922 to June 22nd, 1969, was an American actress and singer, while critically acclaimed for many different roles throughout her career. She is widely known for playing the part of Dorothy Gale in The Wizard of Oz in 1939. She attained international stardom as an actress in both musical and dramatic roles, as a recording artist, and on the concert stage. Renowned for her versatility, she receives an Academy Juvenile Award, a Golden Globe Award, and a special Tony Award. Garland was the first woman to win the Grammy Award for Album of the Year, which she won for her 1961 live recording titled Judy at Carnegie Hall. There it is. Judy Garland, better known as, she was born as Frances Ethel Gumm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you remember this song?
Thank you.
If you really need me. Do you think I'm sexy? Yeah, we sexy here at FetLifeStation.com. Each and every day. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just turn us on and sit back and relax. Yeah, Rod Stewart. Sir Roderick David Stewart. CBE. Whatever that stands for. Was born January 10th, 1945. He is a British rock and pop singer and songwriter, born and raised in London. He is of Scottish and English ancestry, with his rapper-y singing voice. He has a very distinctive, raspy singing voice. Stewart is among the best-selling musical artists of all times, having sold over 250 million records worldwide. He has had 10 number one albums and 31 top 10 singles in the UK. Six of which has reached number one. Stewart has had 16 top 10 singles in the US, with 4 reaching number one on the Billboard Hot 100s. He was knighted in 2016 on his birthday for birthday honors for services to music and charity. Stewart's music career began in 1962 when he took up busking with a harmonica. In 1963, he joined the Dimensions as a harmonica player and vocalist. In 1964, Stewart joined Long John Baldry and the All-Stars before moving to the Jeff Beck Group in 1967. Joining forces in 1969, he also maintained a solo career, releasing his debut album that year. Stewart's early albums were a fusion of rock, folk, music, soul music, and R&B. Yeah, there it is. Sir Roderick David Stewart. We know him as Rod Stewart. It's time to take a break to pay some bills. We will be back in just a moment.
Fet Life Station, the Vibe Starter. Featured guest DJs, music news, the hottest DJs from around the world.
Have you heard about Good Call? Good Call is a free 24/7 arrest support hotline. If you or a loved one get arrested, you must call 1-833-GOOD-CALL, and you will be connected with a free attorney that will assist you with the arrest process and protect your rights. Again, that's 1-833-466-322, and you will be connected with a free attorney that will assist you with the arrest process. Getting arrested can be very scary. There's no reason you should go through it alone. With Good Call, you're never alone. We've got your back.
Yeah, yeah, thank you, Good Call. And once again, do you remember this song?
Better. Lincoln. Just came by here by chance. Only wanted to dance. No news, no one, no, no, no one. Taking that by surprise. What's in front of my eyes? This girl in a love disguise.
She said, stop,
oh,
stop,
yes,
stop. Get out of your heart.
Ooh.
Get out of
your heart. Oh, no.
I tell you, nobody did it better than my man Luther. Luther Vandross, baby. I'm searching, baby. Searching with Luther. This is when he was with the group Change. Nobody, I tell you, nobody did it better than Luther, baby. Stop it, baby. Stop it. My man Luther Shownuff Vandross. That's when he was with the group Change. The song before that, that was Luther in his solo career. Yeah, man. Luther Ronzoni Vandross Jr., born April 20th, 1951. He left us on July 1st, 2005. Yeah. Luther was an American singer, songwriter, and record producer. He is noted for his sweet and soulful vocals, in addition to his popular work as a solo recording artist. Vandross was also in-demand background vocalist throughout his career for several artists, including Todd Rundgren, Judy Collins, Chaka Khan, Bette Midler, Diana Ross, David Bowie, Benny King, Stevie Wonder, and Donna Summers. He later became a lead singer of the group Change, which released its gold-certified debut album, The Glow of Love. In 1980, on Warner RFC Records, after Vandross left the group, he was signed to Epic Records as a solo artist and released his debut solo album, Never Too Much, in 1981. His hits included Never Too Much, Here and Now, Any Love, Power of Love, Love Power, I Can Make It Better, and For You to Love. Many of his songs were covers of original music by other artists, such as If This World Were Mine, duet with Cheryl Lynn, Since I Lost My Baby, Superstar, I, Who Have Nothing, and Always and Forever. Duets such as The Closer I Get to You with Beyoncé, Endless Love with Mariah Carey, and The Best Things in Life Are Free with Janet Jackson were all hit songs in his career. Luther Ronzoni Vandross Jr., one of my favorite singers. And believe it or not, I live right next door to a family member of Luther Vandross when I lived in the borough of Brooklyn. We got about 5 minutes to go. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Do You Remember This Song? Each and every Thursday, right here on FetLife Station from 7 to 8. Remember, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Tune in. It's a family radio station. It's a community radio station. It's your radio station. You got something to say? Hit us up. You want to advertise with us? You want to do your own show with us? Hit us up. Give me a call. 516-279-7486. We work within your budget to get you on the air and get your messages heard. Once again, thank you for tuning in. I want to leave you with this last one. Do you remember this song? I'm going to tell you what it is because we out of here. Herbie Hancock. That's right. Herbie Hancock. And it's called Rocket. And just remember, Herbert Jeffrey Hancock, born April 12, 1940, is an American jazz pianist, keyboardist, band leader, and composer. Hancock started his career with trumpeter Donald Byrd, with Donald Byrd's group, because of Donald Byrd's and the Blackbirds. He shortly thereafter joined the Miles Davis Quintet, where he helped to redefine the role of a jazz rhythm section and was one of the primary architects of the post-bop sound in the 1970s. Hancock experimented with jazz fusion, funk, and electro styles, utilizing a wide array of synthesizers and electronics. It was during this period that he released perhaps his best-known and most influential album, Headhunters. Hancock's best-known compositions include Cantaloupe Island, Watermelon Man, Maid Voyage, and Shyamalan, all of which are jazz standards. During the 1980s, he enjoyed a hit single with the electronic instrumental Rocket, which we're going to play right now, a collaboration with bassist producer Bill Laswell. His 2007 Johnny Mitchell tribute album, River, the Johnny Letters, won the 2008 Grammy Award for Album of the Year, only the second jazz album to win the award after Getz Gilberto in 1965. Herbie Hancock, Herbert Jeffrey Hancock, and here we are with Rocket. Do you remember that song? And once again, thank you for tuning in. We will hear from you next week, Thursday. Enjoy your evening.
Yeah.